Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, all kinds of new doors will open, and you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Jean Salch. She's an international healer and channel of the divine realm who has been receiving guided message from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. Neuron rewiring is sometimes included in Jean's work. Although she personally does not guarantee miraculous results, many people have reported what they claim to be instant miracles from the divine beings that channel through her. Jean can remove the reptilian part of your brain and replace it with what God intended it to be, and she can alter your DNA for healing and can breathe in God's healing breath. She's available for local services in Vermont and through her website, which I will give you. It is Jean, J-E-A-N, of DivineHealing.com. It's on the World Wide Web, Jean of DivineHealing.com. And she's also available for phone and distance sessions. And any topic or health issue can be focused on. There's no limit to what you can request. And the energy you will receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And so let me welcome once again Jean. Jean, how are you tonight?
Thank you, David. I am fabulous. I've been in Arizona taking care of a friend who had surgery, and I just returned last night. So I'm excited also to be back in Vermont.
Oh, what a lovely place to be. How much snow do you have up there, and what part of Vermont are you in?
Well, actually, I'm in the bottom part of the Champlain Valley. So actually, we probably maybe have 5 or 6 inches outside. But I'm seeing the resin leftover of the ice storm we had on Monday. My driveway is a sheet of ice.
Oh my! Wow.
Yeah. So
I hope it's not. I hope it's not a hill.
No, it's not. It's a flat driveway. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, it is that season, isn't it? You never know what's going to come out of the sky.
It sure is. And actually, they've been saying, when I was in Arizona, they were saying that the weather has been on the cooler side than normal also.
I've heard that. Yeah, I have a lady I produce a show for on Wednesdays, and she lives in Oracle, Arizona, and she's told me how it's been cool this year.
Yeah, but to me it was like heaven, because to me in the 70s was really wonderful.
I bet. Well, just so what the callers know and listeners too, Jean is going to bless water for you at a midpoint in the show. So if you would like to have some blessed water, get out a glass of water or a bottle of water, and she'll do a blessing, and then you can drink it and receive healing through that means. Is that right, Jean?
Yes, David. I've had, if anybody looks at my website under the Water Blessed Healing Water, they're going to find lots of miraculous experiences that people have had. It's just been amazing. And I don't know if I told you this, but this water has the same healing properties as Lourdes France, the water in Lourdes France, and the St. Bridget Well in Ireland.
My goodness. Aren't you gifted? How did you ever learn to do that?
Well, this is what's real. Can I share a real quick with quickly, please? It's a funny
story. Please
do.
Yes.
I was in a swimming pool in Connecticut in the low end, and the person who I was visiting went into the house. So I'm just standing there in the pool, and all of a sudden I hear this voice, "Jean, I want to bless you." And I looked around and I said, "Jesus," you know, because that's what I thought at first. And the voice said, "No, it's John the Baptist. I want to bless you." And I said, "Okay." So I, you know, my feet were on the bottom of the pool because I was only in the 4-foot section. And when he dipped me back, my feet never came off the bottom of the pool, and only the back of my head got dipped into the water. So then he left. And a year later, he said, "Jean, why aren't you making water to bless people with, like blessing water? And why aren't you making water for people to drink?" And I said, "I didn't know, you know, because they don't always give us directions, you know." And so I started doing it. And I have a friend who can see energy very well. So I asked him if I went through the process, if he would tell me what he sees. So 3 years ago, I was like, "If I put my hands over your water, a beam of white light would go into the glass, saying I'm now charging the water with God, Creator Self," right? And then when I said, "Okay, now I'm charging the water with Christ Conscious Self," he said the beam of light went away, and there was a rainbow mist swirling in the glass. And then when I said, "Okay, now I'm just going to add extra blessings," he said there was a poof of white light, and the glass went crystal clear. So I happened to see him again last year, and I asked him, I said, "Can I do it again for you? Because I'd like to know if it's the same or if it's different." So when I did it for him the last time, he actually took a couple steps back and said that there was a divine golden red fire that comes out of my hands now when I do this.
Wow.
Yeah. That's, so I feel pretty
blessed. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, just one more quick question. We went over this before, but, you know, we obviously will have different listeners from time to time. What was your first contact with the divine, and how did it manifest?
Well, actually, it started with Krishna. Krishna came and said he was going to work with me with love, okay? And then actually Moses and Abraham presented them first to give messages to people, which I was. And then Jesus and Mother Mary came in. And when they came in and started working with me, they said that we would do miracle work together, and that it would be very large, like a very big. And, of course, it took me like 3 or 4 months to digest this all because it kind of scared me a little. And, I mean, I was seeing Mother Mary, and as I was, when Mary first also came to me, she wanted me to go to Lourdes, France. And at that time, Bernadette also was coming and talking to me, and Joan of Arc. And I said to Mother Mary, I said, "I don't speak French and I don't have the money to go." Now, this was in the month of January 10 years ago. In March, I met a woman who teaches French and said, "I'll go with you, Jean, when you have the money." In June of that same year, My mother happened to give me and my brother a couple of $1,000. I used that for my ticket. 9 months later, I was in Lourdes, France. So I said to Mary, I'm like, could you tell me what my purpose of being here is? And she said, you will be on very sacred holy land, and we want you to be an amplifier for humanity. So every time we ask you, no matter where you are, we want you to please stop and pray. So that's what I did. So jumping ahead really quick, while I was just in Arizona, I happened to be living for 6 weeks in a vortex, not on purpose. That's just how it worked out. And one of my soul agreements that I made in soul form was to be a vortex beacon for humanity when I was in Tucson, Arizona. So what I was doing was amplifying to receive all of humanity's emotional and physical pain. And the first couple of days, it was very overwhelming until I added drain cords as wide as a house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. I'm always in awe of people that have spiritual gifts such as yourself. And we do have a lot of callers, so I think we should go to the phone lines now. Is there anything anything that you want to say to the callers before we begin taking calls?
Could you please limit it to one question so that we can fit everyone in, please?
Okay. There you have it, folks. One question only. And our first caller is Rose. And Rose, you're live.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Rose. Welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. My question is, I'm presently working on a temp assignment, which is coming to an end in April, and I'm concerned about work after that. What do you see for me, please?
I see another temp job coming to be offered to you within 24 hours after that ends, and if you choose yes, it will end up being a permanent position.
Oh, okay. Within 24 hours after it ends?
I'm sorry.
So I'm not going to be unemployed again.
only for 24 hours.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay. And
yeah,
it's going to
be excited. Be excited, Rose, because you're going to like this job. It's going to be, it'll be work, but it'll also, you'll find that it also can be fun and playful.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bless you.
Bless you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rose. Bless.
Thanks, David.
You're welcome. Okay, we'll move on in a minute. The studio is going slowly here.
It's okay.
Okay, Alyssa is next. And Alyssa, you're live.
Welcome, Alyssa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Alyssa, I passed over you. Hold on just a minute, honey. There you go.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're
welcome.
Welcome,
Alyssa. Welcome.
Thank you. The question I wanted to ask is, there's a gentleman I'm interested in named Zach, and I'm curious when you feel like I'll hear from him again, please.
You should hear from him within a week. He's a good guy for you.
He seems like it. So I love that you say that.
Yeah, he is. Did you feel like there was a deeper connection feeling with him?
Oh, yeah, like so much. But it's just kind of been weird because we got really close and then he stopped talking to me for a month and then we talked for a few days, and now we haven't talked for almost a month again. So I'm, really confused.
Well, you know what it is, Alyssa? He is feeling the same way. And it's kind of freaking him out. But freaking him out in a good way, but trying to figure out how to handle it. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely, especially because we live a couple hours apart, so it makes it hard.
And you want, well, I don't know, should I be telling her this? Yes, okay. don't be surprised if within 8 months it accelerates so intensely that you are engaged before October 1st.
Oh, that's so awesome. I'm excited. I've actually really been wanting to find the person that I end up with. I've dealt with a lot of people that I deserve better than the treatment they gave me.
Absolutely, you do. Every human being deserves to be treated with love and respect and support.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah, Alyssa, don't worry about it. He's coming. Hey, you want to know something that you can do that'll be really fun?
Sure. I love fun.
When you sit in a quiet space, like no TV, right, and shut your phone off for a couple minutes, sit down quietly, and do you know where your heart chakra is?
I do.
All right. Send with intentions, okay, a pink love cord from your heart chakra to his heart chakra. Now, if you pay attention, you'll feel it connect, but you don't want to be overexcited. You want to be calm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds like fun. I'm going to have to try that.
Yes, and then you can talk to him through telepathy and say things like, it's okay, Zach, I'm here when you're ready. You know, I know that there's a great connection between us. You can use your own words. I'm just giving you some ideas. But don't get like overexcited, because that's going to send an energy through that he won't be able to interpret. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Yeah. So then like, you know, like when you're telling somebody that you enjoy being with them, but you're saying it in a nice, calm space, not all excited. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't want to freak them out.
Right. Now, don't forget to disconnect the cord before you stand up, or else you're going to trip or fall, okay?
Oh, good to know.
Because you'll be literally connected energetically, okay, like that?
Oh, that sounds so cool. I'll have to try that.
Absolutely. Wow, Alyssa, this is going to be awesome for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, you guys have a great one.
You too.
Thank you.
Alyssa, God bless, hon.
You as well.
Okay. You're welcome. All right, I'm going to see if I can do this correctly this time. There are no mistakes, right, Jean?
Exactly.
Okay, Amla is live.
Hi.
Hi, Alma. Thank you for coming. I mean, calling.
Thank you so much for taking the call. I'm trying to connect with Soul Tribe people. It just feels like lately people have been hanging me dry, and I'm not playing the victim card. It's just off. I don't know what it is. I don't think it's my frequency. I actually think my frequency is brighter than ever before. So
yeah.
I'm wondering, see me meeting people I could actually talk to and have a conversation and not feel like, I don't know, hanging.
I understand. I see what you're saying. You're looking for more fifth dimensional intellectual stimulation versus the regular small talk.
Yes.
So what you're going to find, as we are all finding out, is that our three-dimensional friends are falling to the side.
Yes.
And it's not because we don't still love them. It's just because they're not at the same vibration level that we're at.
Right.
Yeah. So our suggestion to you is verbally tell the universe that you're ready for like-minded friends that will, you know, stimulate you on the higher conscious you know, evolution of things.
Sure. Do you feel sense when might this be happening, when it might be coming together? I think that was pretty much my first question.
Well, right. And how I've been witnessing it for myself personally, and they're agreeing with me to say this again, say this also for you, is that as they fall to the side, new people come.
Okay.
When you least expect it. I mean, I sat on a plane yesterday for 6.5 hours, and the guy next to me happened to ask me what I did, so I told him. And then we got into a great conversation about not just holistic, but how things could change out in the world holistically. You know what I mean? Like if a lot of people are like caught up in the anger of the way the world is. A lot of people in the United States are angry about how Trump is handled.
Sure.
As an example, right? So if everybody said, you know what? I'm going to hold the energy. Let's pick Trump as an example, okay? Because I'm not I didn't vote for him, but we'll see what he does. But anyway, as an example, let's hold the energy that President Trump hears divine guidance and opens his heart to continue with truth, but for the highest good, for the American people and the world, right? So if everybody sat down and prayed that every day and held that, right? Like, peace is here, then it would shift the world. People get, you know, when you get half the world fighting about one thing and the other half is fighting about the other thing, it's like, well, if you just, you're matching the energy.
Right. No, that makes sense.
And Mother Teresa, she used to get asked all the time to go to anti-war rallies.
Yes.
And she would say, invite me to a peace rally and I will come because of the energy. Yeah, you get it.
It's just been so long, and I'm just so, like, I feel like, I think that's why I'm on the verge of the cusp of going on the other side, because I'm a little frustrated because it's so mundane and it's so boring for me. Even like my yoga people that I hang out with, it's just there's just a totally different vibration. And you know, you have to accept people for what they are. I don't want them to change.
I get what you're saying. You know, like you can love them as a human being and where they're at with unconditional love, but doesn't mean that in the moment you like their behavior.
Right.
Because behavior is different. But you know what, Alma, in the holistic world, and I don't know how David feels about this, but I've been all over the place and out of the country, and I have done workshops and healings and readings in holistic places. And I have found one so far, and that would be in Sweden, that was really walking the talk. And I don't mean that as judgment. I'm just trying to share with you that even there's a lot of holistic people that are not working their stuff.
Yeah. Oh, totally. That's exactly what the so-called, in air quotes, the frustration is for me. It's like, I trust myself. My intuition is heightened, and it's amazing. In the last 6 months even, it's heightened like crazy, and I trust me. I trust myself. I trust the vibration. So I used to trust, oh, well, maybe it's me. I should give these people a chance. It's not about that. It's about intention. You say hello, but you leave it at that. And I do. And I don't need to go further with it, but I sure can feel people's vibrations. And I, like I said, I really trust what I feel, and I go with that. So
absolutely. And good for you for doing that.
Yes. I learned the hard way. You always learn when you're diving into predicaments or, you know, experiences where that's where you have to learn it, is, you know, using discernment wisely. And you know, if you feel like you want to go, but you don't sense that the vibration of the people are there, I will sit at home. because I know it's good for me. Yeah. Yeah,
totally. I used to get invited to this sweat lodge a couple of years ago. Every month I'd get a call, right?
Uh-huh.
And I would ask guys, should I go? Because I love sweat lodges, right? And
yes.
They'd say no. And yeah. Finally, after a couple of week times, I said, why can't I go? Because there are some people there that are jealous of your work. And you're going to be in a sacred space, and it would not be good for you.
Right. Right.
Right.
They will never tell you that they're jealous. People don't say that they're jealous. It's the vibration. You could feel it. You could sense it. And you know, the whole purpose, and I feel that from you too, is that remain humble and integrity and valuing yourself. And that's it. That's the name of the game. It's like you're not better or worse than anybody else. We're all on the same playing field as humanity.
Exactly. I love it, Alma.
Yeah.
I love it because that's how I feel.
Yes.
Even the homeless person. I don't feel that I'm any better than that homeless person. It's just that we're on different paths.
Absolutely. And it's compassion because, you know what, we're in the Buddhist way, I think of it more of as a philosophy than a religion, but, you know, we're all suffering from something. We all have something. No one's better than the next. And you can't judge a book by its cover. Yeah, absolutely.
And so many people out there have been programmed to judge. And what they don't understand is that they're really judging themselves.
Yep.
Like a bully. When a person is a bully to another person, they have no self-love.
Absolutely.
So, Elma, I want to thank you for calling in, and I don't mean to be rude, but I know a lot of other callers. But if you ever, you know, want to chat or anything, you know, you can always write me, you know, off my website.
What's your website?
JeanOfDivineHealing.com.
Okay. I will definitely be in touch with you. I love your energy. JeanDivineHealing.com. Okay.
Jean of Divine Healing. There's the word of between Jean and divine, honey.
Just say the whole thing again.
JeanOfDivineHealing.com.
Okay. Sounds great.
Got it?
Thank you, David. Yes.
Thank you. Love your energy, Amla. And stay tuned if you want to have the blessing of the water. And for people that have tuned in after the beginning of the show, Jean is going to bless water for you to drink, and it will have a healing quality for you. So get a glass of water or a bottle of water, and she'll do the blessing after two more calls. So stay on the line if you want to receive that energy. And Amla, God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amla.
God.
Okay, our next caller is Cindy. And Cindy, you're live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Jean. I appreciate it.
Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you so much.
What is your question?
Well, I'm at a crossroads needing to make a decision on how to move forward on trying to negotiate a settlement for my unpaid wages from a former employer, and I'm having to terminate the services of an attorney because he has been kind of sabotaging my case is not representing my wishes and what I want to do and just really not protecting my legal interests either. So it put me in a bad financial position. So I was wondering, will I be able to negotiate that settlement with my former employer's attorneys myself and just get it resolved and be done with it so I can move on and get my wages so I can get my bills paid? Or am I going to have to get another attorney?
As of right now, where the energy is, you will not have to get another attorney. excuse me. Do you meditate, Cindy?
No, I know that I should, but I'm so busy all the time, I have a hard time slowing my mind down to be able to be still to meditate.
I understand.
I mean, sometimes when I'm driving on the road or something and it's quiet because I'm by myself, I can, you know, I kind of...
All right, if you can find, not, I'm going to suggest something, but not while you're driving, okay?
Okay.
if you can take a couple of minutes, not long, even if it's only 2 or 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
And put yourself in a quiet space, shut off the TV or the music, and imagine this employer, all right? And imagine the person that you're trying to seek your money from, right? The boss, right? Imagine that he's standing in front of you. This is what my guides are telling me to tell you. And have a conversation with him through telepathy, as in, you know, you would like to settle this with peace, you know, with respect with each other. I have fulfilled my karmic debt with you. I would appreciate if you would fulfill your karmic debt with me, because their karmic debt is owing you money. They've owed you money in the last 16 lifetimes. Okay,
oh, wow.
So you've gone through this 16 different times with this particular soul. So what they're suggesting is to just sit and have a telepathy conversation with them, and ask for peace. And also what you could add is I am releasing all of my negative thoughts about you, because I want peace between us, and reconciliation as far as coming to a close. You know what I'm saying? And I'm asking you to please honor our soul agreement and do the same. Now, then you can also add, if you choose to continue to not come from a place of love to resolve this, then you will karmically, you know, learn a big lesson. Oh, yeah, they want me to make sure you say that.
You will karmically know what? What was the last part?
Will karmically learn a big lesson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're coming from a place of love, peace, compassion to resolve this, okay? And you're giving him the opportunity to also then come from the same place. And then once you have that conversation, and to the best of your ability, Cindy, hold the belief and the love that he will do the right thing. Okay? I know
okay.
It's not
going to be... Is that for my former employers, or are you talking
right.
about for my attorney? Because I'm in the middle of writing his termination letter. Because
no,
he's early.
Ahead. Terminate. No, you're
okay.
done with the law. You're done. I'm talking about the boss, the ex-boss.
Okay, yes, okay. And they have hired an attorney.
Right, so pretend that I'm you, right? And I'm sitting in your head, but I'm you and my eyes are closed. And I say the person's name. I'm not asking you to say it out loud on the air. But when you're in the privacy of your home, you can. So you're going to say his or her name out loud and invite them, please come to be present with me because I'd like to talk to you. Now, you might feel them really strong, or you might feel them at a distance. If you feel them at a distance, pick up a pretend microphone so that you make sure they hear you loud and clear, because that's what I do.
Okay.
And then have the peace conversation. After my guys are saying, after you do this, and if you really, really come from, are able to, and it might take you a couple times, who knows, or maybe once, if you really come from pure intentions of resolving with heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can shift the energy between you and him and you, that he will just settle it.
Okay.
Within 60 days from today, or no, within 60 days from you doing it. Excuse me. So, like, let's say you sit down tonight or tomorrow or next week to do this, right, when you're ready. You got to be really ready in the heart. Once you do that, 60 days from there or less, okay?
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, I hope a lot less because I don't want to lose my home. I have nowhere to, no money to move with.
Cindy, I learned a really big lesson years ago about money. I used to worry constantly about money, okay? And my father, who is deceased, came to me one day and said, "Jean, you're always worrying about money." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Don't your bills get paid even if it's the last minute?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "So let go of your fear of money so that money can flow to you." Does that make sense? When we have a fear, when we have a fear, we put up a block. So if you're going to sit there and go, I'm afraid I'm going to lose this case. I'm afraid I'm going to lose this case. You're going to create that case to be lost. Sit and you have this conversation with your ex-boss, and you walk around for the every day saying, "My case is settled peacefully. My case settles peacefully. I'm so grateful." You see what I'm saying?
Right. Now, I still have to contact their attorney when I complete my termination letter and fire my attorney to let them know that he's no longer representing me.
Yep. And when you do that, ask whoever, whatever faith you have, or if it's just God, ask God to bless it. To bless the email.
Okay.
Or the conversation. You know, like, let's say you're going to pick up the phone and call. You know, I'm asking for this conversation to be blessed. I'm asking for me and the person I'm going to be speaking to hear, that we hear each other very clearly and with respect.
Okay.
Okay? And then make the telephone call. It really works, Cindy, I promise. I've had people who, I had this one guy who was going into court to get custody of his children, right? And all these lies and manipulations had been presented to the courts where he was really nervous about getting custody. And I said to him, if you ask Archangel Michael to walk into that courtroom with you to protect you and for all to hear and see the truth, you will walk out with custody of those children, and he did. He called me up after the fact and because he was blown away because it worked.
Nice.
Yes. And awesome. Cindy, they're telling me to tell you that when this is all resolved, there's an amazing door that's going to open for you in a lot of wonderful directions. I know you didn't ask me anything like that. They're just telling me to tell you.
Oh, fantastic. I'm open to any messages. Yeah, I'm looking for something to look forward to. I mean, I things have progressed in my life, and I made a lot of changes this past year and recently, and, this trying to throw a wrench in it because it's kind of been a little setback, but I have been strong in knowing that, you know, I'm in the right and they're legally required to pay me. They're just stalling. So,
right.
I don't want to, you know, get upset and do the wrong thing and how to handle it properly because I'm emotionally involved in it. Because I do have bills to pay and rent to pay. So that's why I'm looking for guidance from an outside source. But I mean, I work pretty good off my intuition, and that's why I already started the termination letter. But at the same time, I keep calling other attorneys to try and get a new appointment, a consultation, and I can't seem to, you know, make any progress there. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I should be just try and handle this myself to get it settled.
I get a strong yes on that. So see, you're listening to your guidance, Cindy. You know, I understand the financial struggle. I really do. But you gotta turn it around. You gotta find a way to turn it around to it's all worked out. All my needs are taken care of. You know, when people sit down and let's say they write a check for the electric company, right?
Right.
And they cringe when they're writing the check.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, they usually cringe. electric bill, rah, 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 right? So this is how I pay my bills. Whether I have the money or not, this is how I do it, okay?
Okay.
I am so grateful to the electric company. I'm sending them a donation. They were so kind to make sure I had lights on all month. Do you see how I changed it?
Mm-hmm.
Then you will always have the money to pay your electric bill. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do everything you advise me, and I will absolutely put it into action.
Right, and I don't mean to come off from the religious soapbox, because I am a minister, but remember what Jesus said. If you have enough faith in a mustard seed, you can move that mountain. And I have learned that personally myself with faith, with things.
Well, I agree with you, and I believe that fully, and I am a Christian, and my father was a minister as well before he passed.
Right. Move that mountain, Cindy, because you can.
Okay,
you
thank
can move
you.
That. That money goes right into your bank account. It's in your hands. It's in your wallet. It's in your pocketbook. It's in your pants pockets. It's in your coat pockets. It's in your bank account.
Nice.
You
he said as
I'm
soon
saying?
As this is resolved then, and this case is closed, then other doors are going to open for me?
A humongous door is going to open. It's going to be almost like a candy store. Which way should I go first? Because it's all good and all exciting. And all of it are gifts and blessings that are coming to you. Excuse me.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
I did look at your webpage already while I was waiting on the show to start, and I found your site also where you do private readings.
Yes.
So if I book something with you there, can you expound on that more?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I will be calling you, and thank you for the wonderful insight and advice, and I'm looking forward to the blessed water coming up soon. Oh, really quick, I have a friend. How are you able to do like distant healing?
Yes,
I don't have a way to get her on the phone with you though, because she's possibly already in hospice care and she's just not responding. She got lost hope. She lost hope, and so we can't even communicate with her right now. And you know, have been sending prayers and healing, but we haven't heard from her in a little bit. She would go on and off the grid, you know, communication-wise, because she would get down. But it was cancer. It was getting better. She was doing natural therapies. And then the liver cancer tumor took a turn for the worse, and she didn't tell anybody for a while. But there was another therapist who could have done for that, but she just kind of stayed in her little bubble. And then when she, you know, let us know, then she disappeared again, communication-wise, I mean, but said she was preparing, you know, final arrangements and looking into hospice where she was going to go in hospice centers, and she's in another country. So she didn't give us our address or her new location, her new apartment she rented, so we couldn't come up because we wanted to go take care of her.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if, like, I can kind of sit in her behalf and get you to send
Well, let me put this out upstairs to you, Cindy, and the listeners. If you wanted to do a healing on her, but you couldn't physically ask her, if you asked her higher self, okay, most times when you ask the higher self, they will always say yes. Very rarely will they say no, and that's because the person really hasn't learned the lesson yet. But if you decide that you want to do this, and if you, you know, you talk to her soul to soul, you could be the surrogate. And how that works is I would get on the phone with you, and we would connect to this person, and you would be the body for her receiving the healing. Does that make sense?
Yes. That's what I was. Yes. That was basically what I was asking you, if you could do that, and that's what I would,
yes,
like to do. And I know she had expressed to me that, you know, of course, she had just cried her eyes out, and she did want to live. That's why she tried the natural therapies and did all the things and continued with them. But she has now resolved that, you know, the doctors tell her there's, yeah,
giving up.
She got jaundice from the liver. Yeah, jaundice, and so she's very weak and tired and exhausted, and she just gave up the fight.
She's got a lot of many, many lifetimes of anger in her liver, and it goes all the way back to the dark ages when we were persecuted. Yeah, that's why it's gone so deep. That's why it turned into cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, I will pray for her too. I will just say Cindy's friend, because I don't know her name and I don't want you to announce it on live, you know.
Well, I can give you her first name. It's
okay.
Maggie.
Okay. All right, got it. I'm ready.
And I will call you privately on the site too, so we can do a reading for her.
Great.
Thank you, Jean.
Well, thank you, Cindy. And it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out. But I'm going to let you go because I'm not sure how much time we have here. And I don't know if there's any more callers.
Oh,
okay.
Yes, there
are. I'm sure there
are.
You're wonderful. I'm sure there are. So I'll let you go, and I'll call you privately on the site. Thank you so much.
Thank you for
calling, Cindy. Best wishes to you, hon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Jean, let's do the blessing of the water now.
All righty. Everybody who's got their water glass ready or their open bottle of water, I'm putting my hands over your water now, and I'll tell you the process. First, I'm going to cleanse the cells. Now we're infusing the cells with Creator God cells. Now we're infusing the cells with Christ-conscious cells. And now we are filling the water with blessings. Now, because you and your higher self and God knows what you need, that's what went into your water. So go ahead and drink it. You may taste that you might find that it tastes more clean or like lemon or like soft or like flowers or like metal. Regardless of what it tastes like, that's what you need. I did this for someone who said, I don't have any water, but I've got a cold bottle of orange soda that I just took out of the refrigerator, right? And I said, well, okay, I'd rather water, but I will do your soda, right? So I did her soda, and I said, okay, go ahead, take a drink. And she said, oh, you're not going to make me drink this now, are you? And I said, well, it's up to you. Why? And she said, because it's cold and flat. I mean, warm and flat. It went from cold and bubbly to warm and flat.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Well, in answer to your question, we have a ton of callers, and we're not going to be able to get to all of you folks. The response has been overwhelming. So once again, I want to put out Jean's website. She's an amazing healer and channeler, and you can reach her through Jean of Divine Healing. .com. Jean is Jean, Jean of Divine Healing.com. And are you ready to go to the next caller?
Yes, I am. And David, before you end the show tonight, you might want to let them know that I'll be back again in April.
Yes, I will do that. Jean is going to be a regular guest on the show, and she will be back on, let's see here, Jean, I'm looking for you.
I'm sorry.
I saw you before. April 27th, at same time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. So with that said, you can try back then, and the trick is to call in as close to 7:15 as you can. And let's try to get to some of these other callers that I talked to before the show. The next one is Allison. And Allison,
okay.
You're live.
Hi. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Allison. Thank you for calling. What's your question?
I will be making a relocation probably within the next 3 or so months. And I'd like to know what Spirit wants me to do in terms of the relocation, what's really important to this is a major recreation of my life. And so I'd like to know what Spirit has to say, especially around income and work. How to support myself, not to support myself, actually create abundance in this move,
yes.
Beginning with.
Allison, do you sing?
No, I have absolutely zero talent. That's probably my least skill, like no skill.
How do you feel about the opera?
Absolutely no interest at all.
Isn't that
interesting? I appreciate it. You know, I mean, as an art, you know, I certainly appreciate all art, you know, but I am, no, I, in fact, it just doesn't even interest me as something to go and visit. If somebody gave me free tickets, I might, but that's about it.
Can I tell you why? You in a past lifetime, you were a very famous male opera singer. You were a man in that lifetime, and you were very famous, okay? And something happened. I'm not going to go into it online. I mean, live, but something happened that caused you to not be able to sing anymore, okay? So I'm not saying you have to turn around and be an opera singer, okay? But if you, they're telling me this on purpose. If you were to, now that you know this information, you could sit down quietly and say, the past life when I was an opera singer and, I experienced a traumatic event that kept me from ever singing again. I now forgive the person. I forgive any part that I had in it myself. And I can sing again. So, Allison, even if you were singing pop songs, you know what I mean? In your house, you know? Even if you were singing anything, a commercial, you know, it doesn't matter. Once you do this and you open that singing voice, they're not saying you're going to become a professional singer, but what they're saying is there is a surprise gifted door waiting to open up for you. Now, it could be a matter of connecting with some really awesome holistic people when you move that is music oriented, that somehow you'll be a part of. Does that make sense? Because it's really big. That's why they told me to ask you if you sing, because they knew you weren't singing. But now you know why. So, Allison, the answer to your question is make peace with the lifetime when you had the tragic experience that ended your opera singing career. Once you do that, as you're getting ready to relocate, like you're not even physically relocated yet, little signs are going to light up for you, okay? And you're really intuitive, so you'll see them. And so don't worry about missing them. And then before you even have your last box unpacked at your new place, you're going to be this adventure is already going to be started. So whatever it has to do with music. And it's going to evolve from there, okay? But that is one of the biggest reasons why they want to relocate you. It has to do with music.
Well, I listen to music. I have a very, 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 very highly, highly, like, I often think I have, like, the human equivalent of dog ears. I have a profound sense of hearing. Like an extraordinary, like, it's not even human hearing. It is like alien ears. And extremely, extremely sensitive to sounds in general, but also, so that includes, of course, pleasant sounds like music. It includes screaming babies in public. I have to actually leave places because those babies that my sister has high acuity in her ears as well. We call them ear bleeders. They are nigh through our ears. Those babies and those children, that kind of pitch. But what I'm getting to is I have a great, great gift for sound, but I don't have a gift for recreating it. But, you know, that's not so, and that's fine with me. That's just how I live my life. My career is not involved in music. It's never going to be involved in music. I love music as a part of my life, but I really would really like to have the question answered about what to do about making money and supporting myself when I get down to my new destination. And probably I'm going to guess about probably it could start happening in about 2 months, maybe 3 months. There's a little bit of a window there. There's some flexibility, but not a lot. It's starting to really, like, the timing is starting to come in pretty close. And so I really want to know. I have a career. I want to get back into my career. I love what I did in my career, and I was born to do it. That is my purpose in life. And that's what I'm looking to do when I make this move. So, please, where do we go? That's not, you know, it's not, you know, I appreciate what you're saying about the past life and all of that, but that isn't going to pay my bills.
I understand.
My card.
I won't debate it with you because I understand where you're coming from. But, you know, the music has to do with the past life, being the opera singer. You know, music is also sound.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Right.
And it's also math. It's also mathematical. I get the whole vibe of it.
Okay. The music part has to do with the past life. Okay.
Yes.
The music in this lifetime will evolve. I use the word music. You're using the word sound.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
But we're
uh-huh.
talking about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
sound can be music. Have you ever sat in the circle and had a whole bunch of people standing around you in a circle and sing Allison is love? Everybody thinks they're singing off key, but the person who's sitting in the center is hearing a choir of angels.
Okay.
I know.
I feel so let down. I'll just let it go. I know. I waited a really. I've never talked to you before. I was actually really sad because I'd listened to you in the archives. I thought, oh wow, this woman is really plugged in. And by the way, I had my water
it's
here.
Plugged
too,
in,
so
and Allison, honey, I'm trying to tell you what they're telling me, and we don't always want to hear what they want to say.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
So, breathe in some peace. Exhale some peace and say, okay, let me sit with what Jean said. Because you have the opportunity to be so wealthy as a millionaire with this.
Okay. Thank you very
okay.
much for your time. I really appreciate your time. I appreciate
You're welcome.
Your gift and the blessing of the water.
and all of the good things that you do for others. God bless you for those.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's going to be... I'm sorry, David. You know, sometimes we don't want to hear things that we don't want to hear. You know?
No need to apologize.
Okay.
You're channeling.
And, just so that your listeners understand, sometimes when my guides tell me something about my life, you know, I might make a face myself for a minute or two, you know?
Right.
Right. But then we sit with it and we say, okay, and we do it.
It's all good. Well, let me ask you a question. Would you be willing to take two more callers?
Sure. Okay. Let's do two more callers.
The reason I'm asking that is because we had eight to begin with, and two of them are still on the line that I talked to.
Absolutely.
There are
even more than that.
But I think people have been mesmerized by you tonight. And once again, for people that have called in late, Jean will be back on April 27th. You can reach her through jeanofdivinehealing.com for a private session. I'd encourage you to do that. She's absolutely amazing. Her gifts are profound, and she can do many things which you can read about here. And Jean, thank you for that. I know that Karen and Tanika will be very grateful for, you know, you can make them short, okay?
No, we will honor them. Who are you going to bring on first?
Karen is first.
Okay.
Hi, thank you for taking
Karen,
my call.
Karen, you're live.
Hi, this is Karen. Hi, my question is, I'm supposed to go back assignment as a trainer on February the 3rd, and I'm wondering if you see me going through with that project.
I get a no.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but don't worry, it's not bad that you won't be. You'll be happier in the end.
Oh, you see me finding something else?
Yes. Yeah. You mean you're going to be the trainer or the trainee?
Assistant trainer.
You won't be, it's going to lead to, something's going to happen where you'll be the trainer, not the assistant. That's what's going to change. But wait a minute, why did you just change the energy with me? I'm asking my guys. Oh, it was the way I asked the question. Okay, sorry. So will Karen be participating in this training as the assistant trainer? No. Is something going to shift where she will actually be the trainer? Yes. So maybe they're going to get a cold. Or, you know, maybe they're going to have a family emergency. Something's going to change and you're going to be the leader of it.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
The project's for a month, but that's still okay.
Well, it is good because it's gonna lead to other things, because whoever's gonna be like evaluating how you did, they're gonna be very impressed with the feedback, and it's gonna lead to more.
Oh, okay.
If you choose to say yes, of course.
Oh, of course, yes, definitely, yes. I need to go back to work, so that'll be definite right now.
Yes, and right now you have a money block. So let me look at it really fast. What is her money block? Is it an emotional resonance? Yes. Okay, well, how old was she? A toddler. All right, Karen, what I'm about to say is not negative, okay?
Yes.
At some time when you were like a toddler, 2-3 years old, between the age of 2 and 3, they're saying, okay, you overheard a conversation, and it could have been from your mom or your dad or from somebody else that was an adult, okay? And even though you were little and sitting there playing or eating in the moment, you're in your energy field, you accepted not enough money. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So you have to shift that. And how you're going to shift that is every chance that you can speak out loud verbally, you're going to say, I have so much money. I am abundant with money. Money comes to me so easily and so effortlessly.
Okay.
Do you think you can practice doing that and, like, really believing it?
Yes, definitely.
All right, because that's going to shift that block out from that you picked up as a toddler.
And say that every day, like every morning?
Every day.
Every day, okay.
I do it when I wake up in the morning. I'll do it when I'm driving in the car. You know what I mean? I'll do it while I'm washing dishes. As often as you can.
Okay.
Feel yourself having that money. You deserve that money, Karen. And there's a lot of money there waiting for you.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah,
Thank you so much.
I mean, who knows? They're not telling me if it's like a lottery. They're just telling me you came into this life, and one of the things you needed to release was the blocks with money, and that would open money doors for you. And it could be as simple as somebody saying, hey, I borrowed money from you 20 years ago. Here you go. You know? Could be
saying,
you're doing these trainings. How would you like to be the trainer for all our branches? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll definitely let you know. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Thanks
for
calling, Karen.
Thank you.
Good night, hon.
She hung in there.
Yes, she did. Okay, we're going to Tanika, and then that's going to be it for tonight, folks. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there. There are even some other people that are still hanging in there, so they're obviously enjoying your readings, Jean. This is Tanika, and Tanika, you're live.
Hi. Thank you for taking me.
Thank you for holding. Bless you for holding.
I wanted to ask about my love life. I wanted to know what you saw with my love life and if you pick up anything around the name Mick. It's someone I haven't heard from for a while, and I just wanted to know what's going on with him and if I'll ever hear from him again.
You'll hear from him again, but he's not the one for you. No romance with him. Sorry. Because is there a man coming for her in this lifetime? Yes. Is it coming in 2018? I'm on the fence. Is it coming in 2019? No. So are you saying, my guys are saying it's going to come towards the end of 2018? Yes. Is it possible that it could come sooner? Yes. Okay. Can I make a suggestion, Tanika?
Okay.
This is what my guides are telling me to suggest to you. Take a quiet moment and out loud, you want to use your voice because of sound, okay? Ask your guardian angel to light up the beacon within you that will attract your vibrationally matched partner. And then just go along with your life happily and joyfully. Because once you've got that beacon lit up and beaming, it will help you find each other. And if you seriously do this, it will shift the meeting from the end of 2018 to the late summer of 2018, because he's in the middle of a transition period right now. He's relocating he's moving, you know what I mean? So right now he's busy, but if you light up that beacon, ask your guardian angel, say, I want a beacon to light up really strong so that this man that's coming can find me. And the man that I want to find me is my perfectly matched vibration. Okay? It doesn't mean that you won't have ups and downs, because every relationship does, but what it means is that it will be in a smooth relationship, joyful relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And travel. Do you like to travel?
I do, but I don't really. I haven't been able to.
Well, Tanika, this man likes to travel. And how
I like
do you know
him.
All right, so if he says, hey, baby, let's go, will you pack your bags and go?
Yeah.
Because he likes to travel. Tells me that my guys are telling me to tell you he will be financially secure. He might not be a millionaire, maybe. He is a millionaire. But he will have a secure position where he can say, I don't know, let's say if you lived in California, let's go up to Napa for the weekend and fly up or something. Or, you know, if you live on the East Coast, you know, maybe, you know, fly to Martha's Vineyard for the weekend. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like that beacon, girl. That's what it would
do. Do you know when I'll hear from Nick again?
If you want to stay stuck on Nick, you're going to push this other man coming away, and it'll take longer. Nick? Between 2 and 3 months, you'll hear from him. Between 2 and 3 months, you'll hear from him.
But he and I are just done. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you can date him if you want, but he's really not the right man for you.
Right.
But if you decide to date him again, it will just mean that you just need to learn more lessons, that's all. It's like when we say, why do we keep choosing the same kind of partner? Well, or similar qualities. It's because we haven't learned the lesson yet.
I just didn't know if we were over. I just wanted to know if we were over, that's all.
Okay. Over and done completely. Romantically.
Okay.
Yeah, but Tanika, there's a better guy coming. Yeah. And he's got blue eyes.
Yeah.
And they're amazing blue eyes. Kind of eyes that you're just going to want to look in at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not what you want, but it will
make you real. I don't mind. I just don't know how I'll meet him because I'm not on any dating sites. I don't date. I just go to work and go straight home.
Nope, you're not going to find him in a dating site. It's going to be something simple like standing in line at the coffee shop or the grocery store, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're going to light up that beacon, right? You're going to talk to your guardian angel. You're going to light up that beacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do this. It's really simple. Guardian angel, I want a bright divine beacon of light so that this perfect partner that is coming for me can find me easily. Okay.
Yeah.
Try it, Tanika.
Try it.
Okay.
You've got nothing but an amazing life to gain.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Wait. And I understand where you're thinking right now, because sometimes when I've had readings done on myself for me, I don't always might not like what they're telling me. But once I sit and digest it, then, you know, I go with it because I want it to change. I want it to shift. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just didn't know why I still think about him then, if it's like if I'm never going to hear from him or if it's just over. You know, I don't know why I still think of this person then. Like, why do I still think of him? Is he still thinking of me? Is it because it's not over? Is it because he's going to come back? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because every once in a while he thinks of you too. Where attention goes, energy follows.
Right. So I didn't know what it meant. Because it's been
it means that when you're thinking about him in that moment, he is also thinking about you. But you have a lot of ancestors too that are supporting this new man coming into your life.
Hmm.
And sometimes ancestors will throw up roadblocks to keep, to try and keep the wrong person from being in our life. But you have free will. You can do what you want. Remember that, you know?
Hmm?
You have free will. You can do whatever you want.
Right, no, I'm not going to contact him. I just didn't know if he was ever going to come back. That's all. But I understand what free will is.
Right. And I'm sorry, Tanika, that he's not, but he's not. And it's better for you that he's not.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for, like, hanging in there on the call line. I'm so grateful. And I promise you, from what they're telling me, it's going to be really good. You're going to really be happy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you know, you're a beautiful woman, so you need to start owning that.
Yeah, I just live like a hermit, that's all. I don't really even look up at people when I walk down the street to go home. Like, I'm just living like that right now, like very quiet, secluded life.
Okay. Do you know that you could also look straight ahead and still not make yourself so invisible? Because you don't want to be so invisible that this guy can't find your beacon.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just shy.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that comes from a lot of past life stuff, that in this lifetime it's better to be quiet, it's better to keep to yourself. I understand that. But you know what? If you could let all that stuff go, then your life would also shift in other ways also.
All right. Well, I'm going to go see an energy healer tomorrow to see if he could help me with maybe energy healing or Reiki or whatever he does, like something like that.
Yes, absolutely. All right, well, I'm not, depending on how it goes with this healer, which will be good, if you ever decide you want a healing with me, you can contact me through my website.
Okay.
Jean does Reiki, too.
I teach Reiki.
Oh, okay. It'll be my first time, and I'm worried about it because I'm very stubborn, and I hold on to pain, and it's hard for me to change, so I'm, like, worried that it's not going to work on me or something. You know what I'm saying? I hate thinking like that. But
Tanika, is in the possibility that it will work. When I work with people, I say, do you believe in the possibility that maybe it will work? And then the person can usually say, yeah, I can believe in that. I can believe in that it possibly might work. And then, you know, when I have people with, like, medical stuff, I say, do you believe that in the possibility of a miracle? And they usually say, yeah, I believe in the possibility of a miracle. And that's all you need to get in and do the healing.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is believe in the possibilities.
Yeah, I used to be like really spiritual more, I feel like, and because I used to see 1111 a lot in 2013, 2012, and like 3 months before I met Nick, I would keep seeing 1111 on the clocks, and I would like cry to it and pray to it, please God, bring me someone that'll stay. And then when I met him 3 months after, like seeing that a lot, his birthday adds up to 1111. So I was just like, wow, you know, not only did we meet and fall in love, but God brought me this person that they adds up to that. And it was like a really profound love. It only lasted for like a year. And I was just wondering, well, what was that? If this person broke my heart so bad, you know, I know some people say, you know, you learn a lesson. I don't even still know what, it was just pain. And I don't know why I still think about him. It feels like it's not over. So I don't know what to make of any of it.
But when you were together, you said it was great. Right?
Yeah, at a time, but he ended up being like...
So what was the experience he gave you was the experience of being in a loving relationship, correct?
Correct, but towards the end, he like after like 3-4 months, he started to take me for granted so badly and started to manipulate me and became a narcissist and became like one of the most painful people to ever affect me. And
so what is he teaching you? He's teaching you self-worth. He's teaching you self-acceptance and self-love.
Right.
Yeah. So he taught, he did you a favor. He taught you that you attract narcissists. He taught you that you attract selfish people. So what that tells you that you need to go inside and heal things in yourself so that you do not attract that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, write me an email. Let me know how it goes with that healer, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And we've got to end the show now. But, Tanika, thank you for hanging in there. And all good blessings to you, hon.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're welcome.
God bless you, Tanika.
Tanika.
I can't.
Yeah. Jean, God bless you. Thank you for going over. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm pretty exhausted now, so I'm ready to wrap up when you are.
We're going to wrap up right now, so let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, Jean. God bless.
Good night, David. God bless you and your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much, hon. God bless everybody.